Well, one of the more curious stories of the week was that Kylie Minogue is choosing to come home to Australia next year to be part of The Voice for Channel 9. And why it's particularly interesting is that it's quite possible her sister Dani will return as a judge on The X Factor for 7. They won't be running concurrently, but it's given rise to a question about sisterly competition.
Yeah, and of course they are there to be compared, aren't they? They were both pop singers. Kylie was much more popular than Dani.
I
like Dani much more. Her Eurotrash kind of musical aesthetic was much more to my taste. But Dani has since come out from under the shadow of her sister. She's become quite a TV celebrity, especially in the UK, where she was on The X Factor in Britain. And she was also part of the team on Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model. She's no longer going to be on that. But, you know, she has made a career for herself in her own right.
Yeah, this is really Dani's thing. So why is it that Kylie's suddenly decided she wants a piece of this judging action? I thought I'd ask Kathy McCabe, who's the national music writer for News Corp, what she thought. And I started by asking her whether she thought there was a note of desperation about what Kylie's doing.
I'm not quite sure if it's desperation, but it certainly seems out of character. She is doing The Voice as a judge, the UK series at the moment, and has been working very extensively in America since signing up with Jay-Z's company Roc Nation to manage her career. So it just seems strange to me that she's returning to Australia and also focusing on her career in the UK, when it seemed all the moves were towards her setting her sights more firmly on America.
So where is her music career at the moment? I know that you wrote about 2 years ago during the Aphrodite tour that she was not selling out her venues very quickly. And at the same time, Dani's career was kind of going in the opposite direction. Is Kylie one of the artists that's been having trouble making the crossover into the digital era?
Perhaps. I think so. I mean, it's interesting that she's kind of taking a leaf out of Dani's book by taking one of these roles, because we have seen how it can rejuvenate a music career. Television, to a certain degree, has become more powerful than commercial radio in breaking artists, you know, new singles. And all the artists who are touring Australia, you know, want to get on to perform on The Voice or The X Factor as part of their tour, because they know that there'll be an instant spike in sales. So I think perhaps that's what Kylie's strategy is, that she'll have a new album and singles ready to go, and she can use the huge television audience to help bolster her music career.
And has The Voice and similar vehicles like, say, The X Factor, have they proved to be a bit of a fill-up for musicians and their careers?
Very much so.
Right.
Very, very, very much so. And I think what the key is with those shows, particularly with somebody like Keith Urban and Kylie, is that, you know, they appeal to quite, you know, a dedicated audience and a very niche audience in Kylie's, you know, position. It's a pop audience, in case it's a country audience. By doing these shows and getting into you know, such a huge cross-section of lounge rooms around the country, is that you're broadening your audience as well. You're suddenly introducing Kylie Minogue to 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds and also, you know, perhaps finding the return of her older audience who may have kind of, you know, turned off over the last few albums.
It was reported way back when, at the beginning of the first UK series of The Voice UK, that Kylie was asked to be on it, to be one of the coaches. And there were rumours that she was offered £1 million, but asked for £2.5 million to do it, and then they just couldn't afford it. Now she's doing both the UK version and the Australian one. But at the same time, really, as we've said, her sister Dani's career, she's made these shows such a massive part of her career, which we have to say was musically rather slight compared to Kylie's.
Very slight.
But so she's done The X Factor. She's also was on Australia's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. And she's also done Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model. Mm-hmm. Can it be read any other way other than a kind of, Kylie's cramping her style? You know,
stealing a bit of the younger sister's thunder, perhaps.
Yeah.
Look, it's interesting because you look at the revolving doors that are happening on all these panels. I mean, particularly for musicians, you know, you can only do it in between album and touring cycles. It's almost impossible, although Keith Urban's been doing it in the States this year. He's been juggling both the American Idol auditions and an American tour. I mean, how he's managed to do that is beyond me. Most of the artists will move on at a certain stage simply because they want to get back in the studio. They want to get back on the road. Danny has become very much a professional television personality, really. She doesn't have any other day job. She's not an actor. She's not really in recording studios, even though that there are rumours that you know, because of her success on The X Factor, that she's re-looking to relaunch her career yet again. But Kylie, it's a question as to why this is a sound thing for her to do, particularly in comparison with Danny. I mean, it does seem like she's kind of looking at Danny's success and how people have fallen in love with her and gone, well, I want me a bit of that.
It does look that way. Look, what about Channel 9 and Channel 7? I mean, it hasn't been confirmed that Danny will return for The X Factor, but will they just be lapping this up?
Yeah, you know, it's great publicity for them. It's brilliant for the launch of the series, and it'll be very interesting to see if when the girls are doing their interviews to promote these various shows, whether the publicists insist that there are no questions about the respective sister asked, you know, to promote the rival network show.
Well, we may never know what's really going on.